Hello everyone and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews, your Ant-Man's Army Obliterating Nerdtastic Podcast. We are your hosts, I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott. And together, we are Batman and Alfred.
Master Bruce. Master.
What is it, Alfred?
It's just the bats, sir.
Yes, the bats. They represent my fear. The fear I use to bring justice to the city.
Yes, well, they bring something as well. Quite a number of diseases. Also feces. They shit everywhere.
I need them, Alfred! I need these swarms of bats hanging out my secret hideout. It looks extremely cool!
Yes, be that as it may, we are running out of robins rather quickly. They keep coming down with Ebola for some reason.
Oh, jeez. We'll just go to town and pick up some replacement orphans. You can take the bat van.
Sir, it would be much simpler if you got rid of the bats.
Got rid of them? Alfred, I'm Batman. Batman. If I get rid of the bats, I'm just man. Who's gonna... Oh, dang, the computer broke again. Probably a virus. Yeah.
Likely the bats. Again.
Likely due to you shutting up, idiot.
Please, sir, I beg of you, get rid of the bats.
All right, fine. If it gets you to shut your butler hole.
So, Batman, what sort of madman do you think would have released thousands of bats in Gotham?
I know what you're thinking, and I completely agree. It was the Riddler.
That was too good. That was too good. Oh, actually, though, we are the hashtag Nerdy Boys, your weekly podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened this week in comics, television, news, and movies. We tell you what it all means and why you should be shining. So welcome, everybody. We got a special guest today. His name is Dr. Shane Holden.
I specialize in ant phobia. I was once an ant phobic, and I still am, so I guess I'm not that great at my job.
Well, we have recruited Shane in the war effort against the ants. Ant-Man's forces have retreated as of today, but, I mean, there's still a couple around, and you know where there are two ants, there are probably 1,000.
And that is a great, great fear. That's a great fear among us.
There's always an ever... I don't even know what I was going to say now, but whatever, you know? Those damn ants! Yeah. Look at those black spots, bro! Those are fucking ants!
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have been following our Twitter, but we've had our war journal active for a couple days now, and today is a great day in the world of human rights when we finally defeat ants. But, you know, ants serve a purpose, kind of, right?
No,
scaring people?
Yeah, ants are terrifying.
Yeah.
Ants are terrifying.
Annoying. I don't know. So.
Yeah. So, Shane, why don't you tell us a little about yourself? You've never been on our podcast before.
Oh, I have not. Well... I'm Shane.
You're Shane.
Ooh, this is a good start.
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
I am a citizen of Metropolis and a worker of Metropolis Comics. And that's about it. That's
and
all I do
and an honorary nerdy boy.
And an honorary nerdy boy, thank you.
Yeah. Shane has to work at GameStop today.
Happy 4th, guys. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. Are you gonna Chris's thing tonight?
I have to go to my... Groundler's house to make some rounds, and if it's not too late, I'm gonna try to come by.
Oh,
after.
Nice,
so sweet.
To. Yeah, that'll be cool.
After I get some banana pudding,
that sounds delicious. Oh,
yes. That sounds interesting.
Mm. Happy 4th.
All right, guys. So we didn't podcast last week because you know we were busy, and we apologize, especially to Jeff Long, our favorite listener.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
So this week we got a whole bunch of news. Oh, and then we're going to talk about E3, except I'm not going to talk that much.
Woo!
E3. Yeah. So, Jessica Lucas has joined Gotham as Tigress. Did you know about this, Shane?
I didn't. Honestly, I've been not paying attention to Gotham news anymore.
That's fine.
I've given up on Gotham.
I've kind of given up on Gotham, too, but, I mean, we have a season...
I have a glimmer of hope, guys!
We have a season 2 coming. Hopefully it gets better. I mean, we can hope, right?
Yeah.
Can we get just a whole season of Red Hood? That's all I want. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic, yes. Actually.
Why don't they just cancel Gotham and make a Jason Todd show?
Yes!
Yes!
Sorry.
That is a resounding yes. Twice.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess nobody's too interested in Gotham in this room, but we have hope, a kind of a little bit. Do you have hope?
Or I have hope that I have hope that Gotham will be saved in Arkham Knight. That's about it.
All right.
That's all right. About it.
All yeah. Right. As for the TV show, I give it like half the season, and then they're going to cancel.
Yeah. I give it 2 seasons, and I think it's done. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Well, on to a better show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Woo!
Season 3 has confirmed Secret Warriors story. Daisy Johnson's team. Recently, right? Recently they came out with the trade of it, the full series.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was, 29 issues total or something, and one of the best series covering S.H.I.E.L.D. in any respect. Yeah. So, I remember when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was going on last year, there was a lot of speculation about, what Bobby and Mac were doing, and if it had to do with like Secret Warriors storyline and anything like that. So now we're confirmed we have Secret Warriors. Super exciting.
I have a confession. I'm only halfway through season 2.
Oh.
But I've seen bits and pieces. Just I've seen them like not in order. But now I'm sitting down and watching season 2 all in order. I started season 1 about 2 months back. Finished it finally. It got a lot better.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited for season 2. I'm about halfway through it, and I will say season 1 of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than season 1 of Arrow for sure. And I think I like season 1 of S.H.I.E.L.D. more than season 2 of Arrow. I'll go on the record and say that. I'm really liking what they're doing in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Season 2 of Arrow was really good though.
It was, but I'm having
it's their
I'm
best
fun with S.H.I.E.L.D. I think that's the thing. Like I watch it, I'm like, oh, like I'm giddy with Arrow. I'm just like, oh, whoa, that was crazy.
You're like, oh, it's Batman.
Pretty much, yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D. is just fun.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Coulson. Yeah, Coulson. Yeah, and all like the little cameos were like with like Nick Fury and occasionally Sif. Yeah. You know. So moving on, Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto sign on for a 4th Star Trek movie. It's exciting. They're filming the 3rd one right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Such a good duo right there, man.
Yeah, they're really good. I'd like to see, Zachary Quinto was in Heroes, right? The first Heroes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but I heard he was phenomenal in that series.
The only reason to watch Heroes was for him.
All right. Fair enough.
That's good.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in some other stuff, though. I mean,
he's been doing nothing but sci-fi lately, which is kind of...
He can be in Guardians.
Yeah.
He could play Starhawk.
I want to see him in a serious role, though. Not that sci-fi movies
are Beyonder.
Serious.
He can be Beyonder. That's a serious role. Kind of corny serious role.
Maybe. Oh, no. To be continued.
All right. All right. Some casting news. Tom Holland is Spider-Man. He's a British chap, so he'll be good.
Is that the guy with the butt chin?
That's the guy with, he has, a mole on his chin.
Okay, that's what it is? Yeah. Okay. I saw, a picture, and I'm like, what's wrong with his chin?
I saw, a picture, and it was, this is why he got the role, and I zoomed in on his mole, and it was, a little Spider-Man head on.
Oh, wow. So bad. That's fantastic. I don't know anything about young Tom Holland, but, you know, I'm sure there's a reason that they cast him. I trust him.
He's in a PBS series right now.
Is he?
I was going to try to watch some of it to see how good he is, but... I didn't want to pay for it, so.
I feel like lately they've been doing a lot of non-mainstream acting.
Yeah, they take lesser-known actors, lesser-known directors, and things like people that can really grow in their genre of superhero films, even though they use genre films for their superhero films. So whatever.
Yeah.
Heroes Reborn.
Yes.
Has a trailer.
Yes.
Has some pictures. It's gonna be 13 episodes.
So excited.
Yeah, it's a mini series.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Okay, yeah, the trailer kind of just begs the question, where are the heroes? And you have a couple people coming back, right? Like the Asian guy?
Hiro Nakamura, okay. HRG, what's his face? Nathan Petrelli, or was Nathan the older brother? I always forget.
Yeah, Nathan's the older brother.
Okay, Nathan's younger brother, basically Siler. Siler's brother, dude.
Peter,
there we go, Peter Petrelli. And a couple...
Here, I got the other. I'll tell you just in a minute.
I want to say the young kid who can mess with technology is coming back, too.
Okay, yeah, so if Zachary Quinto is not coming back, and he was the only reason to watch the first series...
No. The guy that played Hiro Nakamura was the main reason to play that. He was my favorite character.
Yeah. So. Actually, without him, nothing
so, happened. Noah Bennett, a.k.a. HRG, is coming back. Matt Parkman, Mohinder Suresh, Hiro Nakamura, and more. That's all they really say. And then... Says, however, it's a 13-episode miniseries, mainly focuses on all new characters, 3 of them who are highlighted in the new motion character poster. Yeah, it says the miniseries returns on the original premise of the show. Every day, people are discovering they have extraordinary powers. The series takes place a year after the terrorist attack in Odessa, Texas, that forced the superpowered individuals to go into hiding or go on the run, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So it's basically the carnival, basically.
So did that take place in Heroes? So is that like the thing that happened at the end of the series?
Yeah, basically.
So I
shouldn't
watch that series now because it just got spoiled.
Basically, this dude who was essentially Magneto was recruiting a Brotherhood of Mutants.
Yeah.
And they stopped him, and he's going to like destroy all of Texas. And they stopped him. Claire revealed herself, and all the heroes got outed. And that's
is Claire Hayden
ended.
Panettiere?
Yes.
Yes. She's okay. Not going to be back.
Which that's upsetting.
I'm kind of fine with. She's eye candy, but
I like eye candy.
I can handle eye candy, so, I mean, whatevs.
Whatevs.
The thing about the show is, you know, it has so much hype because so many fans, but, like, this is, like, the show that kind of, like, really represents, like, what can happen after, like, such a strong first season. Like, even though, like, personally, I didn't hate the rest of the seasons like everybody else did. Like, I love the entire series.
Yeah.
I've watched them, like, probably 10 times over. Like, I have it all, and I love this series. I can't wait. When it was, like, just, like, a rumor, like, 2 years ago that it was coming back, like, I was super stoked.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, something like this being brought back, it gives you hope for other TV shows like Firefly and other stuff like that that maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe one day might be brought back with maybe a new cast of some sort.
Yeah, they could totally do Firefly and just have, like, Malcolm Reynolds be, like, old and just, like, something happened.
They
like, he's in jail or something.
They only need Malcolm Reynolds.
I mean, they already killed, like...
The second most important character on their
and
team.
And they can bring back Summer Glau because she's still young.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't age.
Yeah.
That girl's not age. But Heroes, I hope we actually get an origin for the powers.
They can bring back Simon,
it seemed like they were going for, like, an origin for the powers, and then, like, oh, we're done, bye.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Well, it's interesting because, like, I wonder, like, what they're going to do. Like, who's going to be, like, their new bad? Because, like, for the longest time, it was... Siler, that was like the looming threat, even throughout the rest of the seasons. Like, he was like the big bad of like
he's always
most
like the
seasons.
Background.
So it's like without him being such a strong like influence on the show, like, wonder like, is it still gonna be as intense as it was? You
right.
know, like every time he was on the screen, it was like the best scene in the episode and everything else. So,
but it was weird because like it's like they didn't know what to do with him. Like, at first, he was obviously bad, he lost his powers, he became good. Became bad again, became good, and then the last thing he did was became, like, all-around good. Like, he's like, I'm finally good, like, good, and that was it.
Isn't he, like, crazy?
Yeah. Like, well, they did, like, an origin with his childhood, and yeah, he had a messed up childhood. Like, his dad was crazier than him. Like, his dad killed his mom in front of him, which caused Siler to go insane.
Alright.
It was intense.
Yeah.
It's powerful
stuff
there.
I think, like, the most interesting character to me right now is, Hiro Nakamura, because the reason, like, I always gravitate to, like, funny characters for some reason. Like, you know, like, in Naruto, there's, like, Rock Lee. That's my favorite character. So, that was a high five in case you guys didn't know.
Rock Lee's the best.
So, I naturally just gravitate to those sort of characters. I wonder if they're going to... Because in the trailer that they showed, he was, like, the older version of him with, like,
with
the
beard,
sword and, like, the long hair.
Yeah.
And then, as we know... In the previous, like, flash or like the fast forward / flashbacks in the old series, he was a way more serious natured when he had that, like, look to him. So, I wonder if they're going to follow that.
Right.
If so, I really hope they don't. Like, because I love the way, like, he overreacts to stuff. Like, he's just my favorite character. He's so funny. Yeah, for real.
No Ando-kun, though. No Ando-kun. That makes me kind of
really?
Sad. Yeah, no Ando.
Oh, that's so lame.
Which is weird because it's like, how do you have Hiro but no Ando?
Interesting.
Maybe he'll come back.
Hopefully.
Maybe
they don't need him because they're trying to, like, appeal to a new crowd. Who maybe people haven't seen the first Hiro series.
I wonder if, like...
They could.
I wonder because, like, how they're explaining the premise. If like, somebody like Christian who hasn't watched Heroes at all...
Could just jump into it.
Yeah, like, it seems like it's going to be kind of hard.
I think they'll balance it well. Where, like, people who have watched it will get a lot out of it. Like, a lot more than people who haven't. And then people who are coming in still will understand and be able to...
Because we're following, it seems like, the people with new powers. So we're all coming into this fresh. Like, oh, who's this guy? Like, how do you get these powers? What's going on?
I think as soon as... Well, this is exactly... Because I have all four on DVD one night.
Right.
As soon as Christian watched the first episode, he's going to go and watch the rest of those.
I've seen part of the first episode.
Season 2 is a little rough, I will admit, and there is a lot of loopholes, but then throughout the series they try to fix what happened in Season 2, but it just didn't get the original followers back, and I think the last season was amazing. Yeah. That circus was, whoa.
It was dope.
Alrighty.
So,
Heroes is amazing.
Well, talking about Rock Lee, Naruto Boruto is a movie coming out. I haven't seen the trailer, but I know there is one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have not seen the trailer either. I'm just hearing about this for the first time.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's literally just Naruto as a kid again, which isn't bad, but it's Naruto's son, and you're following his adventures, which, okay, cool.
It's Naruto's son.
Naruto's son.
Is his name Boruto?
Yes.
All right.
Interesting.
Naruto has a son?
Yes, he does. Spoilers. About a year. What, Naruto ended about a year ago? Yeah, it's enough time. It's enough time.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. The Wasp, Janet Van Dyne, is going to be an Ant-Man.
Yes.
That's exciting news. Awesome. I'm sure she's going to have a cool, important role. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else excited about Ant-Man? 2 weeks? Come on.
Not going to see it day one.
Man.
Dude, I'm going to Midnight Showing up in Brentwood.
I'm an asshole.
Are you going?
I don't know if my car will make it there, man.
Oh, that's probably true.
Like, this shit was nuts,
Shane, drive
guys.
This guy up.
I almost got in a car crash, guys.
Oh, wait.
Like, you know, like was it, like, 2 days ago, like, when it was, like, raining at night? Mm. Like, randomly?
It was raining?
Yeah, it was, like, mm-hmm. just, like, randomly, like one cloud raining. Okay. It was, like, super random. So, like, I'm getting off the freeway, and, like, I go and hit, like, the accelerator and, like, go to turn, and all of a sudden, like, my wheels, like, my tires don't gain traction. Like, it, like, tail fishes, and then, like, I just, like, lose control, and, like, I'm, like, my car's going towards, like, off of the overpass. This shit was nuts. I don't know how I didn't, terrifying. Like, I don't know how I didn't get pulled over, because there was, like, three cop cars at the light, like, right, like, I'm, so the light's red for them,
right.
And I'm turning left. So they seen what happened.
Right.
But they just, like, I got control of my car, luckily, and then, like, just kept going, but I didn't even see them until they started coming. I was like, oh. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get pulled over. Like, sir, are you under the influence? No.
I almost died.
All right. Guys, The Flash comes back October 6th.
Oh my god.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What?
Is it October 6th yet?
That's a good question. The episode is titled The Man Who Saved Central City.
Wait. There's another question. Is it October 6th yet?
No, it's not. It's not October 6th.
How about tomorrow?
So,
guys,
tomorrow's not October 6th.
So
tomorrow
you start
is July
5th. On Twitter, so you guys can answer my daily questions of, is it October 6th yet? I'll be posting dailies on there to ask. So
yeah.
Somebody let me know when that
Yeah,
happens.
So, I mean, I kind of gave away the plot of the episode. Obviously, Barry's going to save Central City. But is it going to put him in a different timeline? What's happening now? It's in multiversal travel.
Here's the thing I'm reading, though, on forums. Are they talking about Barry? Or are they talking about, what's his name?
Jay?
No,
the Firestorm?
The guy that died.
Harrison Wells.
No, the other guy that
Eddie
died.
Thawne.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so are they talking about Eddie Thawne, or are they talking about Barry Allen?
That could go either way.
Dude, how come The Flash was, like, the best thing that happened in TV for, like, 10 years?
Yeah, since Smallville.
Very true.
Not 10 years, but, like, 5.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, kind of ended.
Well, not the best thing that started.
Okay, yeah. Sure, I agree.
Very true.
Yeah, because as we pretty much figure out, like, you know, Eddie Thawne's not really dead. He, like, as he's, like, kind of just, like, laying there, we assume he's dead and he got, like, sucked into the wormhole. So.
All right. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited for that. Arrow comes out the day after, comes back. Are we less excited for that?
Is it October 8th yet?
No
one cares.
Less Felicity. That's all I want, dude. Honestly,
more,
that's all you need to do.
More Deathstroke. We met Manu Bennett kind of at
kinda.
Dude,
kinda.
What a great guy.
He's the most fantastic person I've ever met.
He was
on Earth.
Fantastic. Yeah. Green Lantern reboot. It's gonna feature multiple Green Lanterns. Mm-hmm. They're saying. Is Jon Stewart going to be the main one? Is that what we're hearing? Like, Tyrese Gibson? Is that who's supposed to be?
It's still a rumor, but I think that's what they're going to go for. Because that, honestly, if you mention Green Lantern, most Americans who don't read comic books think Jon Stewart because of the TV show.
Yeah.
Like, there's still people like, Green Lantern's white? It's like, yeah, there's more than one,
well,
actually.
There's a pig one.
I don't know. Like,
and a badge. I'm badge.
I mean, like, I wonder, like, which Green Lanterns they're really going to include, though, if like, as a main focus.
If they do, like, the whole core, like, they include, like, St. Walker and, you know,
dude, St. Walker,
Atrocitus, like, as, like, the main villain or something. It takes a lot of understanding.
As the Lantern universe, St. Walker is my favorite Lantern.
And then what do? They kind of have to do Kyle Rayner at that point, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for. He's my favorite Green Lantern.
There's so much buildup for that one, dude. I mean, they'd have to do the Parallax crap, and then just...
They tried to do the Parallax thing, and they messed it up.
Yeah, they
did. I mean, that was their buildup for it, so whatever.
Yeah, that was a movie. I forgot that was a movie.
Yeah.
It's all right, guys. It's whatevs.
Yeah, it's absurd. Arkham Knight came out. Shane's been going hard on that game.
I kind of don't want to be going to work because Gotham needs me. Gotham needs me so bad right now.
Hashtag the Dark Knight.
I've been seeing everybody posting, like, their Arkham Knight pictures of, like, their 99 out of 99 cells filled or something. And is that what you have to do? Like, fill cells and...
Fill, what do you mean?
Like, fill, like...
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I got, as of now, I'm 75% done with the game. I think I got, like, two more big story missions to do, then I'll be at the end. Some couple side missions, and, there's a lot of Riddler challenges, which I hate in all the Arkham games. That is my number one complaint with all these Arkham games. I hate collectibles. I hate, hey, go out and find this.
Yeah,
I cannot stand those. They're
games.
Boring as hell. And in order to get the real ending for the game, you have to get all the Riddler challenges, and it's
pissing. Are people already trying to spoil the ending for you?
Oh, yeah. I've had most people already try to spoil it.
Okay.
And that's why I'm trying to rush through the game and beat it, so I can at least just see the story. All
right.
Play the game. It's amazing.
Play the game.
You can be Batman. I want to go Gotham.
Go Gotham.
Gotham News.
Batman.
So I read this absurd... I read this absurd Star Wars article where it posed the question, could Star Wars be the third greatest movie ever? And I'm just saying, why not number one? Like,
what are the first
The Force Awakens is going to be the biggest movie ever.
What is one and two, then, if they say third greatest?
Jurassic World and Avengers.
Avengers? I think it'll be both.
Are they talking about just, like, box selling?
Yeah.
Or like, okay.
No. All right, first off, Star Wars is going to crush it.
Yeah, it's going to destroy the box office.
They are going to break it to the point where, like, it's not going to happen.
It's going to make a billion in the first weekend.
Easily.
I mean,
easily,
yeah, it's crazy.
It is, like, the number one, like, historic, like, franchise of all time, for one.
Young, old, I mean, everybody's going to go see that, dude.
I'm pretty sure, like, Star Wars probably started a lot of this, like, whole cosplay movement, to be honest with you. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, this is, like, where a lot of it originated from.
Well, I think it started more with Star Trek than Star Wars.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Star Trek.
I mean, I don't know that much about, like, cosplay.
Well, I can say both equally.
But it's, like, I mean... It's like one of the, like, the founding factors. It's like people didn't, like, dress up as superheroes and shit, you know, till, like, recently, you know?
Right. It's been, like, over the past, you know, two decades or something, it's been more and more. As comic books become what pop culture is, essentially, which is now, you know? Yeah. So now it's like you have people cosplaying as everything, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I think Star Wars, Star Trek, like, the sci-fi movement from the 60s, 70s, and 80s is what's been like the biggest influence.
So this is what's gonna happen to the box office, guys. So Star Wars is gonna crush it, move Jurassic World to number two, and then when Civil War comes out, it's gonna move Jurassic World to number three. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
This is
like, if you ask any Marvel fan, like, what is
Civil War might even move Avengers down to three.
Yeah. If you ask, like, any, like, real comic book fan, like, what's, like, their favorite storyline, I would probably say most of them would probably say Civil War.
As, like, the best event for Marvel over the past 10 years? Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Because, I mean, what else have they had? Like, Secret Wars right now going on is actually really good.
Yeah, I'd say Secret Wars is one of the best events, but I said the same thing about Original Sin. I loved Original Sin in the beginning, and then the end of it just kind of...
Original Sin was, like, three issues and then four issues of fighting Nick Fury and then an issue.
We hate you. Well, I did this for you. We hate you. Next issue. We still hate you. Well, I did this for you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I loved Original Sin. That's
You have to look at what Original Sin led to as well. You know, now we have Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, the series where he's, like, the man on the wall. You have female Thor.
It's still a really good series. I think it should have been, like, four or five issues tops.
You didn't like Axis at all?
I got halfway through it and I stopped. Axis bored me.
So, okay, my question is with, you know, just bringing up Civil War. After, like, the Infinity Gauntlet, and you maybe, like, think, like, 5 to like 7 years down the road from now, like, do you ever think the MCU grabs stuff from Fox and maybe does AVX?
I think they have to eventually, but I don't think Fox is going to let X-Men go anytime soon.
No.
I mean, if Fantastic Four flops, which I really don't think it will, I think this movie looks great.
looks great.
Yeah, if this movie flops, then I'm sure like there'll be a play for it. But I'd hope at one point they come to some kind of negotiation where they share characters.
Yeah.
You know, like
at least just work together.
Then you could have an X-Men movie that features like Captain America, right, or you know, something like that. You know, randomly, or Punisher even. Like Punisher is like pretty applicable throughout. Which is also awesome news, but we're not there yet.
I'm just saying, though, like, imagine an AVX movie done by the MCU. Like,
yeah.
That would be amazing. Fucking
dude, who else could pull off Scott Summers being part of the Phoenix War, killing fucking Professor X? It's ridiculous.
That was the most, like, soul-crushing thing I've ever had to read.
Okay, yeah, actually, I like Avengers vs. X-Men. I was like, there was one more event. Yeah, I loved Avengers vs. X-Men. That was a really good event.
When, like, Professor X died.
That was rough.
I straight up just, like, put the comic book down.
Dude, they have to do some kind of character sharing so we could have Illuminati.
Yeah, there has to be, like, something, because there's so many untapped storylines that we can't do.
Just, what, Iron Man and Black Bolt
and... New Illuminati?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's gonna be someone else. It's gonna be some new characters.
Panther, that's it. I'm like, in terms of, like, the MCU, there's only, like, what, 3 of them?
Yeah, they need Reed, they need Namor.
Yeah.
And I think that's it, right? Reed and Namor.
Well, was
Professor X, but he died, and then Beast took his place. Beast. So yeah, you need Beast, and Beast and Human Torch are both in the new Inhuman series, the Uncanny Humans. So it's like, is this something against like Fox? Are they like, hey, give us our characters so we can put them in our things?
I think that's pretty much like the ploy.
Yeah, it could be. Some sad news: James Horner died in a plane crash. He was a great musical compositionist. He did the music for the Amazing Spider-Man films, some other films. I think Snow White and the Huntsman he did. He was a really good composer. So that's sad news, but we don't have that much time to talk about that, unfortunately. Hawkgirl solo series, that was just a rumor. It's not going to happen. Doctor Strange, I mean, I can't wait for that movie. How many doors does that movie open up?
Ah, I see what you did there. no. Did you guys see, like, the fan-made, like, intro for Doctor Strange?
No, but like, I saw that.
It was the most, like, legit, like, fan-made intro I've ever seen, dude. That shit was so cool. I hope they actually just used that.
That'd be dope.
Cool. It was, like, great music and just, like, really cool effects and everything. If you guys haven't seen it, I don't really know where you can find it. Just, like, Google it or something. It's worth checking out.
Yeah. So yeah, the all new, all different stuff came out all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it looks real cool. New Spider-Man costume. What do you guys think of like that kind of stuff?
No more Spider-Man costumes, please. Like, dude, I'm so over his.
Did you see the amazing the 2099 costume?
Yeah, that looks cool.
That's so dope.
That looks cool. But I mean, talking about just regular Peter. Like, can we stop, please? Why do you have to keep changing his costume? No more.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think the main book, which I didn't think I was going to be excited about.
The Miles book? Or
Well, Miles is a given. That's a given. Come on. But Daredevil Gambit book. I'm actually going to add that to my pool, and I don't really read too much Marvel, but I'm actually really excited about that. Charles Soule's writing it. I'm a big Gambit fan. And him writing Daredevil, I'm like, oh, I'm sold.
Yeah. It's interesting that Daredevil is going to a new writer. Like, what's Mark Waid going to do now?
isn't he on the old... different Avengers?
He is. But yeah, all this stuff looks, a lot of it looks really good. I don't really want to go through everything I'm gonna be picking up because it'll make me sad and it'll make my bank account frown. But yeah, that's all real exciting stuff. We got some images from Deadpool this week, featuring Negasonic Teenage Warhead, and I don't know if you guys saw those pictures.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Deadpool standing.
I mean everybody knows Deadpool looks great and the costume looks great, and we all assume the movie's going to be great, and so hopefully we're not disappointed.
Yep.
Gal Gadot and The Flash have some possible roles in BVS. Wonder Woman is like going to be one of the main characters, I guess. She's going to be a pretty big lead, and we have some pictures from that as well, like her and Bruce Wayne, and then Like a picture of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. And by the way, I don't know how many times I have to say it. Fuck you, Jesse Eisenberg, you piece of fucking shit. Continue.
Yeah, I'm like, well, why does he have like super long hair in the fucking picture too?
Did he wrong you in some way?
He wronged everybody. You didn't see like the article?
No, I'm not paying attention.
We talked about this on our podcast the last time we podcasted, I think. But Jesse Eisenberg essentially said, I don't care what fans expect of me. I'm going to play this role. All it is to me is a role. He pretty much said that.
Wow.
So he was like, the expectations that fans have of me are never line up with what I do. I'm just playing a role.
Well then, another reason why I'm not going to be paying attention to these franchises.
I was like, are you fucking serious, dude? Do you understand, like, the fan base that exists for this stuff? Yeah. You know, like, you pretty much just said, I don't care. I'm just doing a job.
Right.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, Jesse Eisenberg, you pigeon-ass bitch.
Exactly.
Shane's a little shell-shocked over there.
I'm not shell-shocked. This is, like I said, I don't care about this franchise, and then the more I hear about everything, I'm just like, okay, so why am I going to see this then? Only reason I want to see this is Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot. Like, I think that's amazing casting.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm just like,
I mean, I think Henry Cavill's
Gal
fine.
Gal Gadot is, she's gorgeous, man.
Yeah, she's
I don't care what anybody says, I think she's the perfect Wonder Woman. She looks like Wonder Woman to me.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to do great, and I know Sierra might disagree, but
some people want a buff Wonder Woman. Like, no, like, she's fit. She looks like she can kick Superman and Batman's ass.
Oh, and she will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this, she was trained by, Gal Gadot was in the Israeli army or something like that. Yeah, like, she can kick ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm, like, really excited about it, but I finally found the article where Zack Snyder and Gal Gadot spoke to Entertainment Weekly about upcoming Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice and Wonder Woman's appearance in the film, with Snyder saying, she plays a super important part. In a lot of ways, she is the gateway drug to the rest of the Justice League.
Okay, makes me a little excited.
And then, like, that kind of goes, like, along with, like, I think it was, like, their cover picture of, like, Wonder Woman standing in the middle between Batman and Superman.
Yeah, that was cool that she was, like, in the lead of that, you know?
And then, like, you even seen a picture of, like, Bruce and her outside of costume and, like, they're dancing together. So, I pretty much figured that she's going to be, like...
She's going to have her civilian identity, and she's going to kind of, like, balance that. And...
Right.
I think it's, like, really... She's playing the part of, like... playing referee between the two.
I would really like for them to recast Lois Lane.
I would love that. She was a piece of shit, Lois Lane.
Amy Adams?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot.
It was disgusting.
They could have done it a lot better. But anyway, Ava DuVernay passed up on Black Panther. She won't have anything to do with that project.
I was reading up on that yesterday.
Which, I mean, I don't know if Marvel was going after her because she's a woman or because this or that. Marvel's trying to do a lot of different things right now. So, I mean, I don't think it's any big loss to them. They'll find who they need.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, Netflix series. They're having trouble picking a direction. I guess that's the rumor, like the report. I think it'll be a lot easier once Doctor Strange is a thing, because people are already open to that kind of thing, and they opened up like some mystical kind of things with Daredevil, and I don't think they'll struggle with like the Kunlun and Sha-Lao and all that kind of exciting mystical thing.
Right.
I think they'll do it justice. I think people are just worried about nothing right now, something that hasn't even started. So
yeah, definitely can't wait for that. That's coming out next year.
It is coming out next. Is it? No.
Yeah.
Is it
2016?
November? Of next year? I think
it's
the end of next
year.
Jessica Jones is in November this year.
Right.
And then Luke Cage next year, and Iron Fist next year.
And
Daredevil
possibly Daredevil.
Dude, did you guys... Okay. I posted a picture on our Twitter of Jon Bernthal picking up Punisher comic books.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, did you see the caption? That's why I was talking about Jesse Eisenberg being a douche pigeon.
Oh, that, okay. I didn't know what the heck he was going on. I was like, okay.
You're like, what is he ranting?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I was like, take notes. Yeah, so anybody out there who may be listening to our podcast and is maybe a celebrity going to be in a comic book movie, we very much appreciate you reading the books and getting background on the characters before you enter into the role and, you know, try to make it your own. You know, at least understand the foundation behind the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
An Image Expo was this past week in San Francisco. A lot of new titles coming out. You know, Brian K. Vaughan is doing a digital version of Walking Dead. Jason Aaron's doing some new stuff. A lot of people are doing a lot of new things.
Brian O'Malley, Greg Rucka. Honestly, this is the first Image Expo where I was kind of like, eh? The only thing that really got me was the Nicholas Scott, Greg Rucka book. I think it's Black Magic.
There's Steven Seagal and Jason Katzenstein's Camp Midnight, Shane Davis and Michelle Dalecki's Ascend. That one's getting a lot of hype.
Ascend, yeah. That's a good one.
Anthony Johnston and Sheree Chenkama's Code Name Babushka. I feel like that's just Red One rehashed.
Yeah, it sounds like Red One.
Gail Simone and Kat Staggs doing Crosswind. Ronald Wimbley, Sunset Park and White Coal. Kyle Higgins, Alex Segal, and Rod Rice, Hadrian's Wall. Warren Ellis and Tula Lotte's Heartless. That one's getting a lot of hype,
that
too.
One's, so it's two.
Steve Orlando and J.D. Faith doing Virgil. Sheena Klugston Flores. Blue Monday stories, new ones. I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
Jason Aaron and R.M. Guerra's The Goddamned. Brian Lee O'Malley and Leslie Hung's Snot Girl. Is that the one you're excited about? Yeah, that one looks dope.
That looks funny.
Joe Keaton? Nick and Nick Barber's Ringside. Carrie Andrews, The 1%. Caitlin Kittredge and Steven Saunders, The Throw, or just Throwaways.
That one should be
good. Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott's Black Magic. Simon Spurrier and Ryan Kelly's Cry Havoc. Mark Miller and Raphael Albuquerque's Huck. Brian Haberlin and Skip Brittenham's Faster Than Light. Jimmy Robinson and Richard Pace's Expired. Those are all the new ones. And then there's an Invincible reboot, right? Invincible.
Yeah, it's the guy, main character, I don't read Invincible, so I'm not sure the overall plot, but something happened, and he's going back to the beginning of Invincible with the knowledge of what he has now. So it's him trying to reboot or stop stuff from happening.
All right.
All right.
Interesting.
Interesting. Guys, I didn't post my buy list this week.
It's all right.
But I know what I bought. So I can tell people that, right? Can I do that? Is that okay?
Sure.
So I bought them from this guy right here, Shane. He sold me some comic books this week.
No, that was the other guy.
I mean, if he was on commission, it'd be a bigger deal. But
don't use the C word. No, I hate that word.
So I picked up A-Force number 2, Darth Vader number 7, Future Imperfect number 2, Princess Leia number 5, Ultimate End number 3, Batman Beyond number 2, A-House Arclight number 1, Humans number 6, We Stand on Guard, number 1, God is Dead, 37, and I also picked up Barbed Wire.
Did you finish, or did you read Barbed Wire?
I just picked it up.
Oh, okay.
That's so. Yeah. Nice. So, on to the main event.
E3.
Yes, E3 was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Sure. But with Comic-Con and all good stuff, we didn't. We had to, like, talk about Comic-Con last week. Or no,
2 weeks
week
ago,
before,
yeah.
And
last week. We were busy, so, you know, whatever.
You know, we finally got around to it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, except for Gears of War was announced and whatever. You guys go ahead and talk.
So, yeah, basically, we're just going to talk about, like, who we really thought won, because I already know me and Shane are just going to be on the opposite spectrum, so it's going to make it fun. We're going to talk about, like, the most exciting games. We're not going to go over everything, because obviously that would take, like, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And we just don't have that time. So, go ahead. So you're obviously PS4, which is awkward because I don't have an Xbox One. I actually have a PS4,
right?
But I'm debating buying an Xbox One because of like the whole Gears of War thing. That was like my whole high school. Like I made many, many friends. Like my actual real life best friends are like, that's what we spent countless hours doing. Gears of War, Gears of War, Gears of War.
Right.
So, when I even heard just the rumor, I was like, all right, I'm going to buy an Xbox One. So, you know what's funny is, like, I know everything that happened on PS4 E3, but, like, I only watch the Xbox One E3.
Right.
Which is, like, super funny because I have PS4. So, all right, take it away.
So, all around, this E3 is actually one of the best E3s we've had in a long time. Before that, the other best E3 we've had was the actual announcement of the PS4 and Xbox One. Yeah. Then after that, it's like, hey, so the systems are out. Here's games that are kind of coming out. And then it was crap. And then this year was like, these are the games that are coming out. Guess what? This year. I think that's the big deal with this E3. Almost everything they announced outside of like Gears, Uncharted, and stuff like that, we're not seeing those until like sometime next year. A lot of the cool new IPs and some of the indie stuff are coming out this year. I think that's the big, big thing. It's like, you can play them now, essentially. Yeah. As Scott mentioned, I do have a PS4. I have nothing against Xbox. I don't like shooters, so that's the only reason I don't play Xbox. There's really nothing on there that appeals to me. I did love Halo. Like, I had an Xbox 360, played Halos. 1 and 2 were, I'd say, one of my favorite shooters when just playing with friends. I'm just not a big shooter guy. I like adventure games, RPGs, horror games. That's why I went with Sony. But this is definitely the best E3 Microsoft has had in I don't know how long. Even their Xbox One announcement was crap, because it's like, hey, guess what? You can't share games with your friends. And that was terrible. And then they totally reversed that. They fired that whole marketing team, and they actually got... I think right now Xbox is where they need to be, because they were super trailing behind. They fired that original marketing team. They did the price drop. They have it where you don't have to buy the system with the Kinect. They're at where they need to be. And then they announced the backwards compatibility. This is easily going to push Microsoft up there where they should be.
I mean, of course, PS4 already has that. Yeah. They have, like, something that says, like, PlayStation Now or something like that.
PlayStation Now, You can't do physical disc backwards, but it's basically, think, it's literally Netflix.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's, like, $7.99, I think, a month, and you whatever games they have on their streaming service, you just play.
Yeah, and there's tons of games.
Yeah, and they're up, and they said by the end of next year, they want to have the whole library of PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 on there. Wow. It's just, they're trickling out slowly, but the big deal is with Microsoft... If you're not connected online, which surprisingly not a lot of people are, you can literally just put your disc in for Xbox 360, Xbox One, and boop, you can play your game.
Yeah.
The only problem I'm seeing right now is what about saves? That's a lot of people's complaints. Like stuff like Mass Effect, Elder Scrolls, the original Fallouts, they're going to have to start all over. That is the number one complaint I'm seeing about this whole backwards issue.
So you're not going to be able to like save your data and anything like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or transfer it over.
Isn't Crash Bandicoot coming back?
That was an announcement like yesterday or the day before. It was like silhouette poster of
Crash Bandicoot, and it said
he never left.
Yeah, he never left or something.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look.
Fucking insane, right? I was like, oh,
that's like one of the only games I ever played as a kid. That and Spyro the Dragon.
Crash.
Yeah, dude.
And they turned Spyro into a goddamn Skylanders or whatever. Magnet. Ugh.
Yeah.
What the hell,
Skylanders? Yeah, Spyro was an excellent game. Crash Bandicoot, excellent game. I think like the thing I'm most excited about, like the backwards compatibility, is you're gonna be able to freaking play Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh my god! What? Where was? It? Hold on, guys, I'm freaking out. I did not see this. 11/24.
October, guys.
Keep talking.
Crash Bandicoot October. Okay, so here's the thing. Do you guys think it was a mistake for PS4 to start charging for their online services?
No, because literally,
it's about time.
It's about time, and literally, it's expensive, dude. You can't keep giving away stuff for free. You're beefing up your servers. Like, this is your whole new, literally, machine for, like, the next 10-plus years. You're going to need some type of payment. Like,
yeah.
It's a duh.
It was just, like, a mistake for them. Well, no, it wasn't a mistake for them to do it at first, because, like, look at how many, like, loyal fans they got because their services were free, and they appreciated it so much that, like, when they're like, okay, we're going to start charging you guys, it wasn't, like, that big of a deal. It wasn't like that. They made like their fan base extinct or anything.
But like this a lot is of literally a 500% price increase.
Like yeah, if they're charging some ridiculous amount, like okay, you have to pay $100 a year, then yeah. But like I said, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Especially it's next gen. I'm not expecting to be handed everything for free. I'm really not. Plus, so, you still get good. Like having PlayStation Plus, I've gotten $10 for literally just having PlayStation Plus. They've given me $10. Like, hey, congrats for being a PlayStation Plus member. Here's $10. I'm like, dude, really? All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then 2 free games a year for all of your systems connected to it. It's a good deal. So you're not just paying $50 for the access to play online.
Yeah. So I thought it was, like, kind of interesting because... So I was talking with my friend Jamal online, amazing. And basically, we're talking about how he thought PS4 won. You know, like, the one game that stand out, obviously, was Final Fantasy. Like, remaking it, and everybody went fucking berserk over it.
I cried.
Everybody literally went fucking nuts. But here was my thing, was, like, I think I was so overly excited about the remake for Gears of War. I was like, okay, I'm excited about Final Fantasy. That's fine.
Right.
But I wasn't overly excited about it. But his thing is like, oh yeah, you're so excited about a remake. And then he goes and lists Final Fantasy and like four other games that PS4 is remaking.
Right.
And like Gears of War is like one of their only remakes that they're actually doing, except for like the backwards compatibility.
The backwards compatibility and the what do you call it? Gold Rare Box.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, if you, like, look at, like, Xbox, like, lineup, it's all new games. They're all, like, supposed to be really good games. I'm not that excited about a lot of them because I'm more of, like, an online player. I'm mm-hmm. a competitive person. So, every game I get, they're usually online. Very right. rarely will I get a game that's not online. I used to do it, like, when I used to have, what was it, Gamefly or whatever.
Right.
And then, like, I'd, like, play all, like, the one-player games because I could just return it, you know?
Right.
It was, like, whatever. But I stopped using that service because it was shit. And so, yeah.
But the thing with Final Fantasy, even, it's not going to be a PS4 exclusive. Like, Square Enix, they were about to go bankrupt, so that's why we're seeing a lot of these Sony-only games are now going multi-platform, because they need to make as much money as possible. Like, they announced last year, Kingdom Hearts 3, both systems. Final Fantasy 15, both systems. Final Fantasy 7, both systems. It's just going to be exclusive for PlayStation for an exclusive amount of time. Same thing with Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is a timed exclusive for Xbox for holiday 2015. Come next year, it's going to be on everything.
Awesome. I mean, as long as you guys are patient enough, you guys will be able to play
everything.
You know, everything on everything, pretty much.
Exactly.
Except for, like, the real exclusive games. So, I decided maybe I might hold off on buying the Xbox One because, you know, sure, there's, like, I think, like, 2 hours of added content onto the remake of Gears of War, which is, like, whatever. I can go to my friend's house and play it because I know he's going to buy it. But when Gears of War 4 comes out, because, like, they did have some gameplay of that, it looks so good.
That looked cool. I'm not even going to lie, dude.
I was like, oh, my God, I can't fucking wait for that game. But, like, what game on PS4 were you most excited about?
Honestly, I'm big on new IPs. And I'm talking, not just Sony, I'm just all around. I love new IPs. I'm tired of, I've just gotten excited about gaming for the past maybe 3 years. I've been like, meh, I haven't really been buying games because there's nothing but sequels.
Yeah.
We're getting sequels, shooters, and sports games. That's not gaming to me. That's not, I don't know. I don't even know what you would call it. It's not gaming. But one of the big ones that stood out to me, what is it? Zero Horizon. Sony, it's a new Sony IP by the guys who made Killzone.
That shit looks fucking good.
Dude, that is going to be amazing. It's literally Shadow of the Colossus mixed with Tomb Raider. Completely open world. Something happened and you're like, all these mechanical animals are all around the world, and you're hunting them down for parts, and you use the parts to make weapons.
Yeah.
That game looks so good. I think that was, that and Tomb Raider, I think, are the two best looking games they showed at E3.
Tomb Raider's so cool. You can, like, do flips while shooting bears and things. Ah. She's just like, whoa, pow, 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 and she's, like, flipping everywhere, and you're like, whoa! And then, like, a boulder comes and chases you, and you're like, I'm part of Indiana Jones! That's my gaming experience.
That's your Tomb Raider experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. I can appreciate that.
I played the one with, like, where you're, like, in, like, that place where, like, there's, like, Greek gods or something. There's, like, Atlas. And then you have to, like, go around and stuff. And then, like, you're outside for no reason. I think this is, like, every Tomb Raider game, probably. But
I played
that one. That was, like, 5 years ago.
But the reboot Tomb Raider is amazing. This newer era of Tomb Raider is, oh, it's so good.
And then, like, you also had, so, a lot of, like, virtual, like, reality gaming, like, really coming to light. Like, I mean, okay, so, like, the goggles or whatever for Minecraft, I mean, not that exciting for me because I don't play Minecraft. I don't give a shit about Minecraft. I tried it one time, and it was boring to me. I mean, so they have these goggles where, like, you can, like, basically...
Oculus Rift. There, I was like, what the hell is it called? Sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, not the goggles. That's not what the goggles are called. Those are something different.
No, the thing they showed at...
Yeah. But they have, like, an exclusive, like, virtual reality gaming for just Minecraft where, like, you know, you basically, like, you, like, say it's, like, you're looking at a table and, like, you can, like, have the image, like, completely come up in, like, a 3D spectrum and then you can actually control the world and everything with your goggles and stuff, and it gives you like capability of like looking underground and stuff, like, and stuff that you wouldn't be able to see if you're normally just playing it on a different platform. It's kind of cool. It's like new edge kind of deal. I mean, they spend so much time on it though, which is like, it's kind of annoying to me.
That's the new gimmick now, dude. Like how the big thing a couple of years back was the PlayStation Eye and the Kinect and the whole motion integration. That was big. This new era of gaming, the new gimmick is VR headsets, which I just don't care. Just give me a controller, make the game good, call it a day.
Yeah.
Like, if to me, it's like one of those things like, hey, you have money and you're bored, buy this.
So, and then you had the Oculus Rift. News of pairing with Microsoft for the controller, which makes sense. Like, honestly, by far, Microsoft like supersedes like any other controller made.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their controllers are perfect.
How much of a factor is a controller?
It is. Like, it really is.
To me, like I said, I don't play shooters, so I don't really notice a big, big difference. For I play a lot of fighting games. I prefer the PlayStation controller because that's what I grew up using for fighting games. I cannot use an Xbox controller for a fighting game to save my life. But I will admit, for shooters like, you know, Halo, I don't play Call of Duty, so I can't speak for it. But Halo and Gears of War, that controller is, it's perfect.
I think like the reason it's so perfect because it's like perfectly like, and there's like so much like science and like things like put into it, like design, that it's like perfect like range of motion for your hands.
Right.
So. Like, and I think like with like fighting it, like I think it was, I feel like it would matter with like your range of motion and like timing combos and whatnot. Like, I suck at fighting games. I don't play fighting games that for that reason. Like,
right.
I don't like playing games I'm not good at. Like, and like I mean, I've tried to get good at them. I'm just, that's just not my cup of tea. You know? But you know, I know for like shooting games, you know, the just like, you know, just having your hands comfortable is like a big thing.
Right.
So, but like with the Oculus Rift, I don't know if it's, like, necessarily, like, what that prototype was supposed to be, like, the little treadmill thing. Is that supposed to be the Oculus Rift? I'm confused.
The treadmill thing.
Okay. Like, there's a virtual reality gaming thing where it's, like, it has, like, the headset, you know, that obviously immerses you in, like, the virtual reality world.
Right.
And then they have, like, a fully operational, like, circular, like, thing that you stand on, but it's a treadmill. And it, like, moves 360 degrees and everything. And, like, that's how, like, you're supposed to, like, move around. Like, you're actually, like, moving your feet and shit, you know?
I've seen those things.
And, like, I've seen, like, a trailer video of, like, people, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, some video gaming headquarters where, like, they were testing it.
Right.
And it was so fucking cool, dude. Like they had, like, a legit, like, video game, like, gun.
Right.
And, like, dude, it was just so cool. Like, looked really smooth and everything. And I don't know. It has me excited for the future and, like, what, like, that can promote, like, you know. Because, as you know, a lot of gamers are pretty unhealthy, you know.
Right.
Because they spend so many countless hours on the couch and, you know, not moving. And it really does promote, like, healthy lives.
Yeah, being active. Definitely promotes being active.
And, like, I really like that because right now, like, that's my field of study in college is kinesiology. So, I think that's kind of interesting to me.
Right. I can definitely see the applications for it, and it is exciting, definitely, but, like, I'm looking at it from, like, your average gamer, they're not going to want to seek that out. I see it, like I said, with the Kinect and the PlayStation Eye thing. They're going to get it because, oh, it's new, cool, and hip, and then come, you know, down the line, they're going to stop using it, but that's when it becomes the developer's job to actually keep supplying the Oculus and then whatever, I forgot what PlayStation's is called, keep supplying those with actual good material, good games,
yeah.
You know, make it worth the investment. Don't, like, hey, here's this cool thing, we're going to support it for a year. Oh, nobody likes it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, like, something like Elder Scrolls where you can really become immersed in that world and stuff.
Oh,
like,
God.
Imagine that game, like, on the Oculus Rift. But, like, my thing about that is, like,
amazing. Then you run, like, into walls.
Boom. But, like, well, I mean, if it's, like, the treadmill and everything, but, like, but then it comes, like, kind of, like, an issue, though, because I wonder, like, if you're playing a game like Elder Scrolls and you're in virtual reality, it's like, how many people will then become more obsessed with being in the virtual reality than their actual lives?
Which actually brings up a fair point. One of the podcasts I listened to were mentioning, if you guys are into anime, as soon as they mention Oculus Rift, one of the big, big animes who actually uses something that's like Oculus Rift is Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big draws for Sword Art Online. You spend too much time in this fake world, not enough time in the real world. Literally, I want that to happen. If they make something like Sora Online, I will take everything back, and I will be not working. I will just be on the Oculus Rift in my immersed world.
Yeah, like...
That'd be so amazing.
Yeah, it just comes to, like, a point where it's like, you know, people are just going to spend so much time in these worlds that, like, I think it's really going to become an issue. So it's like a catch-22. Like, you know, you have a next-level gaming mixed with, like, you know, the promotion of, like, health and being more fit, but then people lose a grip on reality while playing these games.
Isn't that, like, what they kind of tried to do with Kinect? Was, like, get people up and active while they're playing games?
But it was so boring,
Boring, and they weren't supporting. Besides the dance games, like Dance Central, there was no support. Yeah, some, like, shooting games would try to get you involved. Like, try voice commands, and then half the time the voice commands wouldn't even work. Most of the time people use it.
Shit.
Yeah, most of the time people use the Kinect, like, Xbox on. Xbox, Netflix, that's literally the extent of I see people using the Kinect for.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Do you guys remember, like, 15 years ago? Okay, that's a long time. But, like, when they had, like, the PC version of Tomb Raider, where, like, you're just, like, running down a hill, and then, like, you have to jump over, like, spikes and stuff in the ground, and you have to, like, shoot things that are coming at you, and then you land on the spikes, and there's, like, terrible graphics, and you're like, ah! You die.
Graphics are amazing.
That was awesome. About.
Yeah.
My awesome. Dad used to play that game. I was like, Daddy, what are you doing? He's like, killing Tomb Raider.
Killing Tomb Raider.
But all around, it was a, it was a good E3. I think it was one of the best E3s we've seen in a while. We keep talking about Microsoft and Sony. Nintendo, they don't really do E3 anymore. They do this Nintendo Treehouse thing where it's like Tuesday morning. They do like a live stream at like 7 a.m. of the stuff they have coming out. They showed off the new Star Fox, which they announced last year. So it's like Star Fox Zero, which I think is like the biggest thing from them. But Nintendo is Nintendo. That's all I can say about
them. How
come
they gave up on GameCube?
Nobody bought it.
GameCube was
GameCube
awesome.
Was amazing.
Yeah, dude. But can you play Super Smash Online now? Like, through Wii or something?
No. Well, you can do Super Smash Brothers Brawl and then Super Smash Brothers
Melee.
What's the new one?
I don't know.
I lost count. I've fallen off from Nintendo, honestly.
Nintendo needs to have like an online server through GameCube where you can play Mario Kart Online and you can play Super Smash
tennis.
Online.
Right.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Tennis.
Yeah, you can play Mario Tennis. My dad
They did announce a new Mario Tennis.
My dad broke a glass and got it stuck in his plasma screen TV playing Wii Tennis.
Jeez.
And then he gave me the TV. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah, Nintendo, they do what they do. I hate to say it, they play it safe, which isn't bad. You know what, you know, is going to make you money, you know what's going to sell. They're doing Mario Maker, which is actually pretty cool. It's a full-fledged Mario game. It already has, like, I think 300 Mario courses already in it. And then you can go in and make your own Mario course, share it, rate other courses, and what have you. So you're literally making your own Mario game.
They need to bring back
really
Super
dumb.
Mario.
Which one was that? In Nintendo?
Yeah, like the old Nintendo.
That one?
Like the Super Mario games where, like, you just, like, travel around and you go in a little thing. And then you go through the level and you jump on the guys and then you...
Christian's like stuck in time right now.
Right,
we're talking about the future. He's like, dude, they need to bring this back. And I'm just like,
well, they can make like a new updated Super Mario.
Well, that's kind of what the Mario Maker is like. Literally,
dude,
you can make
how fun was
any
it?
Era
how fun
Mario
was it to jump on Yoshi and then like run around with Yoshi and then eat little shells as you run past them and then keep jumping and then you have to go on a little tilt-a-whirl thing. You know what I'm talking about? And then you hit the flag at the end. Yeah, what a great game.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I only play FIFA, really.
So Shane, in your opinion, Xbox or PS4, who won it?
I'm going to go ratings. This is what I do every year. All around Microsoft, I'll give them an A-. They didn't show anything to me that was like, oh, my God. Like, I have to have an Xbox for me, personally. Yeah. But it was a great showing. I'm trying to think who's after Microsoft. EA, B. I guess B-. I didn't watch Ubisoft because it's freaking Ubisoft, so C. I just read their reviews. It's Assassin's Creed. They were banking on Assassin's Creed again. They did show Ghost Recon Wildlife, which is an open world Ghost Recon, and they showed off The Division. Both of those look amazing, but
yeah,
Ubisoft
like
has been letting me down a
shit,
lot.
Dude.
Rainbow Six looks good.
Oh my god!
But Ubisoft, like outside of Assassin's Creed, even that they're messing up. They haven't really been doing anything good. Nintendo, B minus, I guess, just because it's same old, same old. Sony, B plus, and that was it, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, Square Enix gets an A minus. They showed off some new IPs. If you're into JRPGs,
so you pretty much are saying Xbox One won.
Yeah, Xbox One.
So, I mean, just like as the two like console companies, I think Xbox won it. I'll give like the rating system too. I would say Xbox was probably an A to me. Like, they just showed off so much, and like it really just showed that like they're listening to the fans, how they wanted like backwards compatibility and stuff like that. And gave you like an array of like really good game lineup to me. Like, not too many remakes. And like that's the reason, I feel like that's the reason why PS4 didn't win it, is because they had like 4 or 5 different remakes.
It was so many. Ratchet and Clank.
They're remaking that game again?
Yeah, they're rebooting it.
Was that game even fun the first
time? Yeah, Ratchet and Clank is amazing.
I remember I played like number 3, I think, on the PS2. Like, at my friend's house in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. In West Virginia. Fun, dude. I'd say Ratchet and Clank is like the new Crash Bandicoot. I'd say that. Yeah, Ratchets are fun, dude.
Crash Bandicoot was fun. You had to jump on boxes and stuff.
You said Ratchet and Clank. You just have a gun. Like, a crap load of guns.
Yeah. But Crash Bandicoot goes, whoa!
Ooga booga booga. Ooga booga booga.
And then he spins around like the Tasmanian devil. And he has a little plank, right? A little floating guy, right?
Yeah, that's the Ooga Booga, dude.
Yeah. Ooga Booga Booga.
Yeah. I think, like, individual, like, companies that are making the games, so hard, because there's so many different ones. I think Ubisoft really won it.
Really?
Yeah, man. They had so many good games. They had, like, Assassin's Creed.
Well, they did show South Park.
Yeah.
I was expecting South Park.
South Park. They had, like the Rainbow Six, for once, looked really good.
Yeah, they're doing a
really
sequel to South Park, the game.
There was a South Park game?
Mm-hmm. Came out, was that early last year? Yeah, it was last
year.
Was
it good?
Yeah. It was a classic RPG, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
What do you do?
It's literally, you create your character, and you can be a mage, warrior, and some other crap, and you're
Was it based off, like, their Game of Thrones episode?
Basically.
That was funny. When it was Xbox versus PS1? Or PS4. Xbox One versus PS4. Do you remember that? It was like a Game of Thrones. And then, like, Kenny was, like, a girl, and then they were, like, in the garden talking.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
And then...
So good. But this one coming up is they're going off the superhero motif. So it's, like, the coon, I think Kenny was the Question or something.
It's Snappleberry Crunch or something.
Yeah. And then they're all going against Butters as Dr. Is it Dr. Nefarious?
No, he's, Dr. Nefarious.
I haven't seen South Park in so long, dude. But I don't know. Butters in that crazy motif is the main bad guy.
What, and like his little friend?
Yeah. Oh, God. I forgot what it's called. But that one's looking good. I loved South Park, Stick of Truth, so it's good that we're getting a sequel.
Yeah. The reason like that, though, is like for the first time, I think like the Rainbow Six titles looked amazing to me. I think it's just like because they had so many games coming out, I think that's why you have to give them the edge. Square Enix was, like, so close with the remake, but that's like, the only thing. It's, like, whatever. I don't
they
care
showed,
about...
What, that Nier sequel, Star Ocean, the new Dragon Quest.
Wait, they showed Star Ocean?
Mm, the
Are
new Star Ocean.
Are you serious? Uh-huh. All right, never mind. I have to change my mind. All right, they won. Whatever. All right, Ubisoft was really close then. Everybody else, I didn't, like, I was just, like,
yeah,
whatever.
EA was the... EA, when they... I hate EA because they always do that section with sports games. I'm sorry, there's not a lot you can change sports games.
FIFA's fun.
There's a lot, but I don't know. It's like they're not doing the right things a lot of times.
They got to update teams, man. Rough rosters.
Ooh, roster changes.
And they update like...
you can see the pores on their face.
They update certain things like with AI and stuff. Like with like... Especially in like Madden with like how people get tackled and like things like that. But I don't play those games except for FIFA. So
I love those games.
I will say this. FIFA looked amazing. I hate sports games, but like FIFA looks... I think that is the best looking sports game I've seen in a long time. That looks.
I think like
sexy.
The thing
come
like,
out this
I
year?
Hate though
mm-hmm. in November.
The thing I hate about FIFA. Now. Yeah, dude.
Well, you can play as women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like the thing I hate about like the sports game trailers is like they're just trailers and people get that mistaken for like how it's gonna look in game. Like Madden hands down always usually looks the best in game.
Right.
Like in game. like FIFA, like it's just too like zoomed out. You can't really see shit.
Yeah, you know? But you can change like that.
You can like do like the first person where you can see like everything and like right. You can actually see the players. But like,
I don't know. You don't know who's behind you, and
it's too hard to like control like the entire like field and stuff. But like, I don't know. I love sports games. I play them all the time. I mean, I'm always excited to watch the EA stuff, but it's whatever. But I think that's all we really have on E3. Wait, what do we
Fallout.
Have?
Fallout. Oh, yeah. Fallout itself, that... Oh, Fallout,
jeez,
man.
Dude. That shit look cool. I've never really played the Fallout. Like, I just know a lot because my friends talk about it all the time. And my brother is, like, a Fallout fanatic. But it was, like, cool, though. Like, just watching it and, like, hearing everybody's opinions about, like, how you can, like... It's, like, more in-depth, like, character designs. Yes. You could be a female
your
now.
Character talks this time, thank God.
Yeah, like, your characters talk. You create a man and a woman, like, as husband and wife, and they make a child. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have a family and stuff. And I heard it's, like, pre, nuclear or whatever, like, before.
It's, like, the game of life.
It's still during the apocalypse. Like, all the Fallout games are literally... They start off, like, this is what happened. Basically, the end of the world. Everybody went into a vault, so it's going to open up. During your mom and dad's vault life, they have you, and all the Fallout games are literally one day all the vaults open, and your character is out there exploring the post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, dude. Safe. I'm a big Fallout fan. Fallout was the first American RPG I've ever played. I majority just played JRPGs. My friend recommended Fallout because I passed on Elder Scrolls. I don't like a lot of these American RPGs because they're super long. So there are the JRPGs, but a lot of the JRPGs, it's kind of like they tell you where to go, and you're streamlined, and you can beat it in a reasonable amount of time. These American RPGs, and this is like first world problems because I'm complaining I don't have enough time to play open world games, but they take a long time to beat. My friend bought me Fallout, Chris Navarette.
Nice.
Bought me Fallout.
What a swell guy.
Right? He's my boss at GameStop, and he's like, look, I'm buying you this game, you're getting 4 days off, you're going to play this game. I'm like, I don't want to play it, I don't have time. Now you have time. After day two, I come back up to GameStop. Do you have a strategy guide? There's so much to do, I need a guide. He brings me a guide, and that was the end of my life. Fallout is... the first game I ever put over 500 hours into. And by the time I actually beat it, because you don't beat Fallout, you literally just keep playing. I beat the main story, thought I did majority of everything. Congratulations, you beat Fallout. You've completed 33% of the game.
Awesome.
Goddamn. So Fallout 4, I can only imagine. I can't wait.
They should bring back text adventures where, like, it tells you something, like, you are in a forest. Right? What do you want to do? And you're like, go forward and stuff. And then it's like, you use your imagination, and then you have to solve problems.
So basically, you want a D&D game?
Yeah, but like, yeah, you know, like, that'd be cool. Like, you're just like, now there's an ogre in front of you. What do you do?
But Fallout's
yeah,
that
is exactly
Fallout D&D. Is that, but you can actually play it. Yeah. There's an ogre in front of you. What do you want to do? Run, stick your dog on him, try to befriend him, or steal from him. Or all three at the same time.
I don't want to steal from a troll. That sounds like a bad idea. I want to wait for Gandalf to get there and him to make the sunrise, even though, you know, he didn't make the sunrise. He just distracted him until the sun did come up.
All right,
so,
awesome.
You know, we'll start to talk about Peter Jackson's misunderstanding of The Hobbit. All right, continue on your Fallout rant.
Fallout is amazing.
All right.
I think, like, the thing that looks so cool is, like, for once, you get, like, a really in-depth character creation, which I had mentioned. But here's the thing is, like, there's no preset. Well, I mean, there are, like, randomized presets that you could do, but you're literally... They have, like, gauge meters of, like, your cheekbones, your chin, your nose, like, your mouth, like, your upper lip. You know, you can literally change the face to make it look however you want.
Which they've never really had in Fallout. Like, they've had, like, a soft version of that where you can change, like, of course, your hair, your skin color, and I think eye color. But this time it's literally, it looks like you can spend up to, like, half a day just customizing the face alone, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what would be cool... for the Kinect and PlayStation Eye, if you can stand in front, scan your face, boop, That'd be amazing. And I know, like, the NBA games have implemented that. I wish every game would have that kind of feature, because I would invest in a Kinect and or
I would
PlayStation
definitely
9,
would.
Because that's so
like
much
Madden,
easier.
That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
You just, doop, I'm literally
Could
in the game.
Can I put my face on Superman's body and then use that as my profile pic to pick up women?
Sure, Christian. Yes, you can.
Oh, no,
you
my secret's do, out.
You can do anything you set your mind to.
Oh, wait, that already right. exists. It's called Photoshop.
Bazinga.
Bam!
Anything else, either? Either?
I don't think...
I think we hit all the big ones.
Yeah. And all the stuff that, I mean, you know...
That matters.
You know, that matters or I wanted to accomplish in this podcast.
Halo looks good. I'm actually excited about this Halo for the first time in a
yeah,
while.
Oh, yeah, dude. It hella got me, like, thinking about, like, Red vs. Blue again, too.
Yeah.
And they actually put that shit on Netflix.
Yeah. That doesn't hold up, dude. I tried watching it. Red vs. Blue does not hold up.
I think it's because there's so much hype. You had to watch it before it was, like, super hyped.
Yeah, because it really was kind of more underground.
Yeah. Like, I watched it, like, when it first came
Wait,
out.
Wait, was Red vs. Blue, like, a fan film?
It was, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Company made by, I think it's, like, they're called, like, Red Cock or some shit.
Rooster Teeth.
Oh, yeah, Rooster Teeth.
You said close enough. Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Red Cock, I don't know. Red
it's called something like Big Dick or something.
Yeah, right. But anyways.
Oh, here we go. Ethan's tagging people in Man of Steel stuff again.
Awesome. Oh, great. Thanks, Ethan.
I told you I don't read these.
You know what's, like, funny? Is that, like, Ethan always, like, tags us in those, and then, like, when we try to bring him on our podcast, that rude fucker.
Yeah.
he was like, we started discussing Man of Steel. He's like, are we really, like, reviewing Man of Steel right now?
But then you always he's, tag
like,
us in Man of Steel stuff.
That's why I was, like, hella confused. Like, he confuses me. He's an interesting
Yeah,
color.
And he's like, I'm not a nerdy boy. I'm a citizen of Metropolis.
I was like, get off my podcast, dude.
Love you, man. Love you.
He's not going to listen to this anyway.
Oh, you're right.
Nah.
Good talk.
He's our boy, though.
Yeah, Ethan's a cool feller. Hey, everybody go on like his band.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Conceived in Chaos, right?
Conceived in Chaos.
Yes.
Yes.
They're looking for a new drummer. Drummer.
I'm available to fill the void. I'm just kidding.
Also, what? Go check out Citizens Metropolis podcast.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Iconic podcast.
Those guys are jerks.
Yeah, Citizens Metropolis. They're just not cool.
I'll get one out when I get one out. Work and moving is stressful. And when I have time to myself, I kind of want time to myself. I love you guys.
Yeah,
love you guys. But I love me as well.
Yeah, that's all right.
But moving's hard.
And then go check out the Iconic podcast.
Iconicast.
And, yeah, Iconicast, which Sierra is featured on with people we don't know, but hey, shout outs and stuff.
Yeah.
We totally forgot to post on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook to have people send us in questions. So, you know, Jeff Long's usually the only guy that really sends us questions anyway. So
yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
So instead, I'm going to read some entertaining tweets to you guys.
Okay.
Tweets.
Go ahead. All
right, let's go. Alright, so Shane says, at Nerdy Boys Reviews, Christian dancing is a scary thing. Scary, scary thing. I disagree. I think me dancing is entertaining and it lightens the mood, but, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Well then.
So I tweeted, we've been talking about our ant problems here.
Yeah, so we've had war journals, as we mentioned. We're just going to read those off.
Yeah, yeah.
Starting from day one.
Yeah, so... Starting from day one, Ant-Man, you better watch your back, bro. We will rain down our fury upon you. This means war.
With the hashtag in front of it.
Yeah, with the hashtag, you know. And then Ant-Man has released an army of ants upon the Nerdy Boys arena of wealth and knowledge. This act of war will not be tolerated. War Journal, Entry 1. Today was a brutal skirmish between Ant-Man's army versus Nerd Army. The attempt to breach our walls... But we fought back. Ah, yes. Jeff Long engaged in us on our war effort. He says, been fighting those bastards out here at Jabba's Palace too. Lightsaber won't work, but hiding their treasure sure has. We said, good to know that we have allies in our effort. He says, yes, but tomorrow the Empire strikes back.
Jeff Long,
you're the punsmith of the century. We just had to tell him that he's the single greatest person alive. He said, how weird, I was thinking the exact same thing. Those ants sure weren't, though. Believe that.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Dante Bayo.
Yes. So, Ant Invasion Day 2. Ant-Man's forces continue to march on, devouring all in their path. All hope seems lost for the Nerdy Boys. Or does it? Dun-dun-dun! All right. And then Jeff Long suggested we use a hashtag flamethrower. I didn't mind this idea. I didn't want to burn my bedroom down, though. I said, it's time for some mind tactics. Put one in a small case full of sugar, all that sweetness, and nowhere to take it. He'll go crazy. Yeah.
It's a good tactic.
And then I said, we have to return him to his home with all his friends and family. Then they'll label him a liar and a traitor. And Jeff Long says, I like it. More devious and less a mess to clean up afterward. And I said, I will name him Nigel. I'll answer British because they call him nice. Yes. And then today, our final day of restitution. Much like the day of MLK Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and the day women gained the right to vote, today is a great day for human rights. We have successfully forced Amman's forces to retreat. There are still a couple of infiltrators afoot, but humans win again. To which Jeff Long replied, Woot, take no prisoners, and cue the parade scene from The Phantom Menace. So,
do you think this is the last that we've seen of their menacing forces?
I don't. I mean, I think, you made a brilliant commander strategy move of putting out ant stakes so that they take that shit back to their hive and kill everybody. You know, I mean, I think that was really the turning point in this war. But, you know, when it comes down to it, Ant-Man is a ruthless motherfucker, you know? I'm just saying. He stole from Tony Stark. That takes some balls. You know, what's he going to do to the Nerdy Boys? Is he going to steal my TV? Is he going to miniaturize himself while you're playing a video game and break the TV?
Or, like, slap my controller as I'm about to get the game-winning touchdown on Madden?
Yeah, I mean, like, he can do anything. You know, and it's like, we haven't seen General Ant-Man at all during this war, and it's kind of, like, disturbing. Like, where's he hiding? Like, do we have to send in some troops to find him?
Yeah. I think that's the real plan. I mean, you always have his little spies afoot, so you have to be watching your back at all times.
I mean, I'm sure he's protected, so.
It's out of control.
I think the real moral of the story is, if you're going to eat in your bedroom and it's 106 degrees outside, you should probably clean up after yourself.
I concur.
Yes.
So,
do not leave raspberry sweet tea lying around.
Yeah, that sounds like not a good idea sometimes. But anyway, we emerged from this a bit unscathed. I mean, my bedroom initially smelled like ant spray for like a week.
Yeah.
But you know, we brightened up and took care of the issue. You know.
Uh-huh. We took care of business.
We took care of business. So. Shane has work today. That's a little upsetting. Don't you start at 2?
Yep.
That's in like 35 minutes.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about
it. I really don't.
Well, if he doesn't want to talk, then we can't really have a podcast, you know, because podcasts are predicated on talking.
Let's not talk about GameStop. I mean, let's not talk about Voldemort's castle.
Oh, yes. Everybody go rage on GameStop. Just, like, talk shit to him because
they did... Hashtag free Shane Holden.
Yeah, they did something very rude. They're on our shit list.
Voldemort's castle is they're Voldemort's castle. I don't have anything to say about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's their place.
I don't know if you're allowed, right? Is it like in the handbook, like you can't talk that? I don't know.
What are you talking about? I can't say how crappy Voldemort's castle is. Of course not.
Yeah, because Voldemort will rain down the fury on you.
Exactly. Voldemort's castle is the worst place in the world.
He straight killed Harry Potter.
Yeah. He who must not be named.
Yeah. He killed the boy who lived. Now he's the man that relived.
What?
Yeah, so we're gonna wrap up now, you know, because, you know, we got grown boy stuff to do, you know, but we love talking to all you lovely fellas.
Yeah.
And ladies.
And especially ladies. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, so make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Nerdy Boys Reviews. Check out our website, nerdyboysreviews.com. I posted all the new titles from all different Marvel. All those titles are on our website. A couple pictures, not all of them, because there's like 35 of them. Also have pictures on there from Wizard World. You can find all those on Instagram and Facebook as well. Check out Citizens of Metropolis podcast for sure. They're on Podcast Garden. They're on iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're Nerdy Boys Reviews. They're Citizens of Metropolis.
Hello.
Check out Shane, BatFan916 on Twitter.
Instagram.
Check out the Iconicast podcast. Check out all their iconic Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, all those random pages that they have out there on Facebook. And, of course, send us questions. Tell us how much you love us. Rate us on iTunes. Give us a review. It keeps us coming back to you. It makes us look good. We want to look good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. So, thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Batman.
And he's Batman. And as always, one simple message for you guys. Don't forget to stay nerdy, boys!